USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown this upcoming weekend. The bill will extend two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills in Washington. President Biden and former President Trump had very different messages to offer during their competing visits to Texas border communities Thursday. During his stop in Eagle Pass, Trump used the occasion to press home campaign messages highlighting crimes committed by illegal immigrants inside the U.S.
Last year, a sadistic illegal alien criminal who was released into our country by Joe Biden was arrested for raping an 11-year-old girl in Pasadena, Texas.
Meanwhile, during a visit to Brownsville, President Biden once again pressed Republican lawmakers in Washington to reconsider a bipartisan border security and foreign aid package that would allow a U.S. administration to shut down the border if needed. It was a measure Trump opposed.
Those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Illegal immigration is consistently polling as one of the top issues of concern for American voters ahead of the big election. A wildfire continues raging out of control in northern Texas. It's already become the largest ever in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned over 1 million acres. It is only 3% contained. The U.S. government's wildfire tracking map shows it originated outside the small Texas panhandle town of Stinnett, near several oil and gas fields. The New Jersey restaurant booth featured in HBO's Sopranos finale, now for sale on eBay. The iconic booth where the titular family gathered at Holston's Brookdale Confectionery has long been a popular fan destination. It even bears a sign that says, "Reserved for the Soprano family." This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge is issuing a temporary halt to a recent Texas law permitting local law enforcement to arrest individuals they suspect of illegally crossing the southern border. The Justice Department, along with the ACLU, filed a lawsuit arguing that only the federal government holds authority to enforce immigration laws. Disagreeing with Governor Abbott's assertions characterizing the influx of illegal immigration as an invasion, the judge's decision blocks the law from taking effect next week. Texas is anticipated to appeal the judge's ruling. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. Those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%.
The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.